The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is September 17th, 2017. We're really recovering rapidly from the ravages of Hurricane Irma. All the traffic lights are working. My home power, well, you know that already, is working, and things are getting back to normal. Unlike if you live in the Caribbean, or perhaps in the Keys, or Naples, well, then things aren't so great. So we're having somebody back on who we haven't spoken with in a little while. His name is Bo Polnay, and you find Bo over on YouTube, Gold 2020 Forecast, as well as his site, gold2020forecast.com. Bo, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Kerry. Good morning. How's everything today?
All is well. And hey, really happy to have you back and talk to you about what's happening in precious metals and in the cryptocurrencies. And I would be remiss if I didn't cover a little ground with you in the past. Your calls probably were a little premature, but tell us, where did we go right and where did we go wrong?
With regards to gold, you want to start there? Or?
Sure, let's start there.
Well, gold runs 7-year cycles, and the last top, which was calculated, was in 2011. And so since then, it dropped. We had a cycle low come in December of 2015. And at that time, we did an interview with Future Money Trends saying the bottom's in. And that was correct. It stopped at $1,045. Gold went up, came back down, made another low in December of 2016, which was last year, which is a higher low, which is again bullish. But again, gold and silver have just been on complete lockdown, for 6 years. And that's the bottom line. You know, we were looking for an explosion off that low in December of 2015. It went up, but it never exploded. Once again in 2016, it bottomed again, looking for another explosion off that low. And yes, gold went up, never exploded. So the bottom line on gold, as I said earlier, has a 7-year cycle, which means that from the year of 2011, we had 7 years. So we are still, both lows that we forecast on gold still hold to this very day. I don't know that anybody else actually forecast the exact bottom dates, which, you know, we happen to do. We have, you know, verifiable proof of both those calls. But the bottom line is we have not got our forecast of an explosion yet. And that's the bottom line on gold. But between today, as we're talking here, at, you know, mid-September of 2017, all I know is between today in September and into next year of 2018, that'll complete a 7-year cycle. So no matter what happens, new all-time highs.
Yeah, so it's finishing up. We're going to see new all-time highs probably in 2018. Is that your thought here?
Well, not only probably, that has to be a certainty. So from the perspective of cycles, that's an absolute certainty that we gold will make new all-time highs into next year, 2018. But here's even possibly this year. But the minimum target still for this year is in the 1500s, I believe we're going to still see. Now, if we take those out, we could go to new all-time highs, because I think a lot of extreme excitement or just a lot of massive changes are soon to hit here. But we have still a couple weeks to go before anything really gets started.
Right. So this could be your last entry point then, huh? At a reasonable price?
I think you were going to look back. I think anybody who's in the gold and silver market, or even cryptocurrencies for that matter, but they're all going to look back at this time point here in September. You know, we're at the 18th of September. You're going to look back at this time point, say 3 months from now, 6 months from now, and you're going to realize that this was the time point that you should have, like, just this was a time you should have bought, because you basically were buying it at on the lows at its cheapest point. Even if you're still buying gold in the 1300s, today's an example, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's only $200 off its low. You know what I'm saying? It's not a huge deal. I did a couple, handful of interviews and some updates and you know, throughout the year, like say this year of 2017, and I basically commented that, you know, the price target of $1,200 is called like a Trump floor. Okay. So gold's never going to go below $1,200, and it hasn't all year. It's been bounced off it a couple times, but it never closed below it more than a day or so. But basically, at $1,200 held like a rock all year. But beyond that, it's now moved up to $1,300. So, you know, even if you're buying it at these prices, it's still a joke in terms of its price. It's cheap, because when it's at $2,000 and $3,000, you're going to wish you still spent, you know, it's, you're only buying it, you know, $100 off its 2016 lows. You know, it's at $1,200, so it's still incredibly cheap. And gold is actually the less exciting one, because silver at its ratio of, I think it's like 70-1 right now, maybe 75-1. You know, for each ounce of gold. My God, when gold starts to move, silver. It's going to move really quickly now, or when it moves with gold, but come next year, silver is going to go insane. It's going to explode so powerfully, and it's going to outperform gold like you can never imagine. So if you're buying it now, you know, under $20, my God, you're looking at, I would say, if gold makes new highs, for sure, you know that's coming next year. So I can tell you we're easily looking at three digits on silver next year. Just because the ratio has to drop, because the ratio in ground is roughly 10-15-1, depending who you know, where you research or who you talk to, but at 70-1, you know, it's going to approximate, and the, in other words, so silver is going to outperform gold's movement to the upside, especially beginning next year. So it's going to do it. It's going to start catching up now, but next year it's going to get explosive.
Explosive. Are we talking like $100 days up? Are we talking that kind
on,
of explosive?
On silver?
Or, on gold, or, I should say.
Well, gold, I think, might have $100 day still soon, this year yet. I think it's going to explode out this year. We can talk about it in a few minutes. And then silver should have a $3-5 day. And it should have a couple of those, you know, some of those coming this year yet too. Because basically it's going to blow up and just start to have to take off. It's going to become explosive because you've had like 6 years of price suppression. And so both gold and silver have now broken out of their 6 year wedges. So it's like a descending wedge, like a triangle. So silver broke out of it around $17, and gold, I think, broke out of it when it was around 1280. So now they're both above it. But bottom line is, you know, the powers that be will not, and it just simply will not, let silver and gold go until their hand is forced, and it's just so, which is, we've seen this price suppression that hasn't stopped, and it's been going on for 6 years, and if gold and silver explode in value or go up in value, you know what that simply implies is that the paper fiat system doesn't have value, or it starts losing its value. So that is why you've had this immense, you know, a project of holding the prices down and not letting them explode, because then that would take away from the belief that it's the belief that paper assets hold value, and when gold starts to explode, people are going to start moving away from the paper and going into, you know, true assets, true commodities, gold, silver, platinum, you know, and you're going to start and cryptocurrencies too, because they're actually something that, you know, cannot be printed to infinity.
Cryptocurrencies, I've labeled most of them kleptocurrencies because I think they're pure fraud, and they have fallacious business plans, and their sole purpose is to take what might be the ultimate kleptocurrency, which is the U.S. dollar, but take them from you and put them in their pockets. And what they do with it from there, maybe they're buying Bitcoin, I don't know. But what's your take on them? There's so much fraud in the space right now, Bo.
Well, there's a couple of ways to perceive this. Number one is, I wouldn't put Bitcoin in that category. I would put many of the ICOs and many of the other current, tokens and coins. If you look at the space right now at coinmarketcap.com, my God, I think there's like 900 tokens and coins. Mm-hmm. You know, like why would the world need 900 tokens? It's just it's ridiculous. It's silly. So I agree with you, Kerry, that there's just no need for that many. It's silly. So I don't think, you know, I think with time the markets will expose the truth, right? And so I think a lot of those will go by the wayside. But I think, you know, there's obviously going to be quite a few that are going to hold in there. So, but you might see 90% of them fall away within a year, or maybe two, maybe 90% of them might be gone, you know. But I think a lot of them are not a lot, but a handful will stay in there. And I think some of them, some of the ones that maybe are more recent ones, will be even more explosive than what Bitcoin's been doing, because they can, you know, they could have a game of catch up. And the amount of money that's in circulation in the world, you know, the trillions of dollars that are in circulation, the moment the world starts to wake up, and because I don't think even 1% of the world knows about Bitcoin just yet, never mind the altcoins, you know, the smaller coins, when even 2-4% of the world start to realize that, you know, that they would like to hold some cryptocurrencies, you know, some of the key ones are going to do extremely well, and that's going to propel Bitcoin to even larger numbers, you know, far exceeding $10,000 per Bitcoin, and some of the smaller altcoins can make excessive beautiful gains as well also. So I would agree with you that you know, majority of the coins are very, you know, you got to be careful what you're buying, but if you're picking, you know, some very stable coins, or some of them have really good market plans, and you know, for the future, and then the ones that around Bitcoin, my God, I think you could do, you know, it's just going to be really exciting, because the prices that we're looking at, just like gold and silver, these are the lows. So even if you're looking at Bitcoin in the, you know, made a high in the end of August, it went up to like just barely touched or just underneath $5,000, and then it dropped down over 2,000 points. I posted an actual video on my YouTube channel called, you know, Beware Bitcoin's, $2,000 to $3,000 drop in September, and sure enough, Bitcoin dropped, you know, 2,000 points, just over 2,000 points, and you know, China's announcement contributed to that. But the cycle foretold of Bitcoin's drop. So people that are in Bitcoin are looking to get into it, don't be panicked. There's nothing to panic. It was a down cycle that was expected, and now off that low, again, the middle of September, we're now supposed to have an up cycle, and you'll notice Bitcoin, you know, is up to $4,000 again today on the 18th of September, and so there's extreme numbers coming, very very large numbers for Bitcoin and several other, you know, very good
so
to get entry points at this time, you're gonna be upset in several months from now that you didn't.
Yeah. So of the lesser known cryptos, what are you looking at?
You know, I can, let me pull up. I do like NEO, you know, which is the one out of China. I think China, because I think a lot of the shift is going to go towards China. I think China put the clamps down, but I think that was a good thing. They're going to clean house, basically. China, if you do a Google search, you know, what they have is called a ghost month, and we're in it right now. A ghost month is basically a time point where they find it actually a bad time to do any kind of trading. And so it's kind of interesting that they announced the announcement of cleaning house in China and all the crypto ICOs and everything in the ghost month. And the ghost month comes to an end, I think it's like the 19th, which will be like tomorrow. So, you know, I'm still expecting a little pullback here in Bitcoin this week. And then after that, we should be off to the races. So, and then by that time, the ghost month in the East is complete. So yeah, for some weird reason, they find it a bad time to trade, so they don't trade. And it's interesting that China announced, their changes within the ghost month. But again, that comes to an end this week. See a little pullback in Bitcoin this week yet, after, you know, so we should make a little pullback. Then after that, you know, if you don't get involved here, I think you'd be very disappointed as October hits.
How high do you think Bitcoin can go?
My next target is over $6,500. And not touching seven. So I've got on a Fibonacci number, I've got it just over $6,800. And I'm expecting that, I will say in October, latest November. So that is the next target. And it's quite reasonable because, you know, considering Bitcoin dropped down to $2,900 just last week and today's at 4,000. So I see, if, you know, for it to get to over $6,000 within the next 2 months is no problem. So that's my next target for Bitcoin.
All right.
And yeah, so that's kind of what I'd say. But very exciting, you know, place to be in. And so I think between Bitcoin, some of the altcoins, you know, Litecoin,
yeah. And
ETH, we were buying that around $3 and $4. Mm-hmm. My Bitcoin analysis that receives it has been doing really, really, really well. So it's been an exciting time, Gary.
Yeah, it certainly has been that, no question about it. Well, Bo, I'd be remiss in not asking you, because like we like to talk about people, not just their work, but what they do and how they enjoy themselves. For you, Bo, what do you do when you're not analyzing markets?
Well, I spend a lot of time during the week really just studying charts and patterns, because I do really enjoy it and I find it fascinating when I get things right or when I get things wrong. More so, I try to analyze why I got it wrong. Why? When you go back and you reassess, you'll realize that the patterns continue, the cycles continue to fulfill themselves. But catching the cycle incorrectly is how you make a mistake. So I do like to spend time analyzing the charts quite a bit. And then when I'm not doing that, I love spending, I love being active. I've got kids I spend time with. We play a lot of sports. So we play, we love soccer. We play a lot of that, actually. And so I do spend a lot of time with my kids. And it's, you know, we've had a wonderful summer, and do a little traveling as well, too. I get invited to speak at different conferences around the world. So I, like to take the kids or myself, we go out, doing these trips. And yeah, it's been really a pleasure to do some travels and see the world. Mm-hmm. So we've been very blessed. I got to say, it's been a nice, we've had a nice year. But it's been kind of a somewhat boring year in the market. So I've told my subscribers just to kind of hang in there and wait. We have to wait until this month comes to an end. Crazy as this may sound, but none of these things that we're looking for are going to happen until I really think this is like come down to a massive war between good and evil. And there's a celestial sign that's basically arriving this week. This is the 23rd. Yeah. And after that, we're going to need to wait one more week. And then all excitement begins beginning in October. I do have a video uploaded. I think your readers and your listeners should really listen to it. I can send you a link to it if you want a link at the bottom of this interview. But they need to watch the video. We do expect a massive financial event to be triggered the first week of October. And it begins the last couple days of this month of September. So I think there's very little time to be positioned. And the problem is, if people are in the markets, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be very disappointed that they didn't act, because it could be very painful for them if they're in the stock market come October.
Really? Wow. That's amazing. So what are we doing here then? If you're the average investor, where you're buying cryptos, you're buying metal, silver, what do you do?
Well, first off, if you buy metals, this is just what I do. I don't want to give financial advice, but what I personally do, okay, the most important, and on top of this, number one is water, okay? Regardless if anything happens or not, it's good to have water in your house. It's the most important. You can't live without water. You need to get water. That's number one, okay? A lot of it. Look what happened in Florida. You know, water is selling for $100 a case. Okay, uh-huh. You got to get water. You need it, whether something happens or not. But I'm telling you, something's coming. Okay,
right.
I believe, and my video basically starts off with an earthquake. Okay, yeah. Will it? I don't know, but it could. Uh-huh. Okay, my point is, so water is really important to have. Number two is physical silver. Okay,
right.
Very important. That's what I have, because why? It's money. And when all this new shift happens, you're going to need real money. And when silver becomes money and gold becomes money again, it's going to be very, very valuable. So I think you need, and you can't buy it in the market sense of like ETFs, GLD, SLV. I think that's a joke. Okay. So you need to hold a physical form of it, number two. And then absolutely, I think, and remember, we're in the new age. What is that? It's the age of internet, of computers, right? Computing. So, you know, in the Roman times, you know, yeah, you needed gold and silver, but they didn't have an internet. Right. And so people are poo-pooing, you know, some of these cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies. But you have to, we're a world that has jets, you know, that travels around the world. And so we need to communicate with other parts of the world. And so things like Litecoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, these cryptos give us the ability to communicate with other points of the world and purchase. Right. So, you know, before you weren't buying stuff out of China when the times of Rome, you know what I'm saying? You're buying something from your neighbor. Right. Now you click a button, you want to buy something out of China. Well, if you send them a click, you can, next thing you know, you just purchase, pay for something with Bitcoin out of China. So the altcoins, I'm sorry, the coins, these cryptos are just the new way of, just like gold and silver. They're just like gold and silver because you don't need the banking system for them. But the key is, this is the critical part, okay? If you use things like Coinbase, they're great places to buy Bitcoin and your coins, right? But a lot of people, I'm sure, keep their coins on there. Now, this is the problem. If you keep your Bitcoin or Litecoins or whatever you bought, whatever exchange, if you keep it on the exchange, let's say that site goes down, you've lost everything. Okay. Yeah. So it's critical to understand what wallets are, paper wallets, you know, Trezors are, what these different, you know, hard wallets are. And so you can store them. So get them, you get them, you buy it, but then you get it off the exchanges, because when you keep it on a hard wallet or in a paper wallet, basically it's yours. It's like holding physical gold and silver. And so, keeping it on an exchange, it will be comparable to buying gold and silver, taking it to the bank and storing it in the bank's vault, which you don't have a key to. Okay. So that's the key, is so basically water, gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies, you know, especially, you know, some of the good ones, Bitcoin and just hold on to them, because they're all going to go up. They're all just about to start to go up. We are at the lows of a massive shift where a bull market is about to blow up and take off. That's where we're at. It starts in October, and it's going to run into November. We're going to have a pullback, and then next year it's going to get extremely exciting on leg two to the upside.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And then with the stock market, if my analysis is correct, here's the problem. When the market gets hit, it could drop 20%. 15%, 20% in a day.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And on that day, you're going to see silver explode. Okay, so that's fantastic. Silver's exploded, but it went up $5, maybe more. You know, so its gold went up $100. Now you're not paying gold for $1,300. Your gold's costing you $1,400 or $1,500. You see what I'm saying? So it happens quick, and my analysis basically says it's supposed to happen in the first week of October. Okay, so we might have a day where the Dow could drop 20%, in between the last few days of September into the first week of October. If that happens, it's going to be it's going to be a scary time, because the people, you know, they're going to panic and wondering what to do. And so let's say the analysis is wrong. So you can go back in and get back into the market in November. Right. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you're in the market knowing that something could happen right now, it's a very scary time here in October. And if people choose to do nothing, that's their choice. Mm-hmm. But I'm just giving them the heads up. I'm giving them a warning that the pattern analysis and my cycles are pointing to an extreme danger. You know, right. And they have basically a week and ish to react still, because come October, it could be very dangerous. And if you have done nothing, but unless you want to get back in the market, it's fine to get back in the market. So, you know, do it in November. You know, but just be very, very cautious of the month of October, especially the first week of October. If you've done nothing and you choose to do nothing, well, at least we're telling you, and that was your choice to do nothing.
Right.
But in the meantime, you know, if you do get out of the markets, if you choose to get out of the markets, well, then take that capital and put it into physical gold and silver or cryptos, and just relax for a month and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Hey, Bo, I guess we should remind you where to find Bo's work on YouTube, Gold 2020 Forecast, and the website is gold2020forecast.com. Any questions or comments for myself or Bo, email us at kl@carrylutz. The Twitter feed is @CarrieLutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Bo, we'll check in with you sometime in October, and let's see what happens.
Thanks, Carrie. I wish you all the best, and God bless.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.